On your morning team show on WSKW, it's 641. Dave, Pat, Charlie, you. Monday time online at WSGW.com, on air, 100.5 and 790. Alexa and Siri, find WSGW2. Whatever way that you find, we are pleased that you found us, and we have found you, and we're all together. And on a Monday, following another NFL Sunday, I was hesitated to play. What is the Lions' fight song? Because there doesn't seem to be much fight. Maybe we'll retitle it as the Lions' fright song instead of fight song.
The Detroit debacle. What a mess.
Yesterday. You know, we talk about either Lions' love or Lions' lament. A listener pointed out that they hear us, and especially when it comes to lament. Reminding me that lament is something that has biblical connotations. Yeah, never thought about that. You know, there is a book of Lamentations. I think this person is trying to suggest that maybe it's the Lions need biblical
guidance,
miracle
management.
That's what it's come down to. Maybe we should talk about trying to resurrect the Lions. Who you couldn't be more closer to dead than what happened yesterday on the field.
Just that was bad.
Couldn't even get interested. Yard work the first half and caught the tail end and didn't have my attention real close.
I'm pleased to say I missed it all and I didn't miss much. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, the thing, the Lions didn't look interested, so why should you be interested in watching them? I mean,
I saw that it's 20-0. I'm like, I had to hesitate. I'm like, nothing?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I knew it was over when Carolina made it 7-0. I just did.
Really?
I said, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how bad it was from the start, huh?
Yes.
Well, 7-0, I think, through the third period. And then we thought, well, it's time for the Lions turnaround here in the fourth period. Nothing happened.
No, nothing was happening. Nothing was happening. And I understand that they were without DeAndre Swift, which I blame myself because in the podcast that James Paxton and I do, we were both lauding DeAndre Swift and thinking, well, it's good. Just hand him the ball. And then we read after we posted the podcast, oh, he's out. Who knew? And then, of course, they didn't have Kenny Galladay either. But on the flip side, Carolina didn't have its starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, and its best player on offense, Christian McCaffrey. So it was kind of fair on both sides. And give Carolina credit.
Yeah.
Don't give the Lions credit.
No.
Doing anything. I saw that Wojo in the Detroit News, Bob Wodanowski, he is already saying it today, fire Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. That is the headline.
Take out the coach and the GM.
Just do it now.
Immediately.
Move on.
Oh, yeah.
And look at it this way, bright side. I always try to look at the bright side.
Oh, please, give us a bright side.
The Lions are just one game away from getting a top five pick. With their 4-6 record, so
hey. Well, the problem is it was also pointed out is that despite as bad as it was, because as poor as some other teams in the NFC are playing, the Lions are still in the hunt for a playoff.
They're no longer in. I'll tell you what though, they're no longer in. I was watching NBC last night, and they didn't even have the Lions in the hunt.
Oh, did they really? Okay, right. I see a couple others. So depending on what goes on. Especially now, that stupid NFC East.
If they play in the NFC East, yes, they would have a great shot. They'd be in first place right now. Unfortunately, they don't play in the NFC East.
Well, at least the Green Bay and Indianapolis game salvaged part of our football watching this weekend.
That was at least
that was something else.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game.
And I guess the game last night was
night was good too. Yeah, that was a good one.
Last second touchdown pass or something like that.
Yeah,
so
Kansas City prevailed. Yeah.
So if you pay attention to other teams, in other games, you're okay. You pay attention to the Lions. It's just oh my gosh.
And of course, U of M. And finishing up in third overtime Sunday morning.
Are they still playing? Oh, no, they're done. They're done. Yeah.
If you stayed with the entire broadcast till about 1:30 on Sunday morning, you have our newfound affection as a true diehard Michigan Wolverines fan. That was crazy.
It was crazy. But, hey, at least they fought and they came back and won.
Saved our boss job for another week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see. He's getting some pushback because of, I guess, his reaction to the win was people thought it wasn't appropriate for beating Rutgers.
Beating Rutgers.
Overtimes.
Yeah. And Michigan should beat Rutgers at all times.
And how sad the game this weekend against Penn State, which should be a marquee matchup. Michigan, Penn State. The Nittany Lions haven't won a game.
No, they haven't.
As bad as Michigan's played. Oh, boy.
So at least that's a noon start. We don't have to wait till nighttime for that one. Start.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And you know, going back to the Lions, and here's your other bright spot, too. You know, we say during the season it's Monday morning. Well, next Monday, there won't be a Monday morning for our Lions.
Hey, there you go.
Because they're playing this Thursday on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right.
So there you go.
So you'll have a Friday. You have to think of a name for this. When the Lions
Friday
play on Thursday.
Folly.
Yeah, there you go. Friday Folly.
There's a few words, but I can't.
Well, we may have some Lions to talk about Monday. It depends what they do with the coach and
that's
there you go.
Over the weekend.
Maybe, depending on what happens Thursday, maybe something does take place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how do you manage only 10 first downs in an entire football game?
In today's NFL, in which they've created the rules to benefit the offense.
I think last night, I'm trying to think.
With the game last
Kansas
night?
City.
Kansas
Thank
City,
you.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City on one drive had 10 first downs.
I think so, yeah. They had 36. 36 first downs yesterday.
Wow.
Lions had 10.
No, I did. I was reading, and I don't know what happened here. So we had a touchdown that was called back because, of course, we committed a penalty.
Yes, right.
Well, yes,
illegal procedure.
Sure. That's the way it works for the Lions.
Illegal procedure, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That pretty much encapsulates Lion football.
It really does. And so I've got to believe, with this being a short week, they probably won't get Galladay back. They might get Swift back. It depends if he clears the concussion protocol.
And Amendola was out, too.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, though, it's not just the offense; it is the defense is in shambles. Yeah. There's not one star on that team really, and that's what Bob Quinn, the GM, was brought in to do, was develop this defense so the great defensive genius that is Matt Patricia could create this awesome Lions defense that would dominate the NFC North, and that never happened.
Did Kerryon Johnson play? I should look at the stats.
Boy, if he did.
We didn't have much of a running game in the first place for the entire game anyways. Would it matter? I'm just going back to some of the names, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a promising kid, but he suffered some injuries, you know. Promise, injuries for a lot of, you know.
Well.
And who steps in?
Yeah.
Apparently nobody.
At least there's, you know, look at it this way. It's just nuts as 2020 has been. We do get the tradition of Thanksgiving, Lions on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Our appetites being ruined by the Lions on Thanksgiving. See, it's all. There's some normalcy here that's happening when it comes to the Lions.
Well, maybe go back to, and thanks again to our messenger, that perhaps the lament and references to the biblical connotations is necessary here. We need some divine intervention for the Detroit Lions.
Oh, man. Tough. That was tough.
Yeah.
That's all you can say.
6:50 on WSTW. Okay. I'm done.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Let's continue.